Blog Talk Radio.
Before the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Walk in humility, not weakness. God's teaching, this is ways to be higher. Learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and be righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off for spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life. Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life.
Gather together, O nation, not desire. Before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Do his judgments, walk in righteousness. Learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood. Have the same Ema and the same Abba. We all are slaves, live the same drama. My people, we be true brethren. 400 years, have we learned a lesson? How good and pleasant, if we dwell together. Yeah, two is better, three is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never. But the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that make a covenant to sacrifice Yah is life. Gather your saints together.
Gather, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, come on. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together.
Take your call. As long as you press the number 1 on the dial, we'll receive your call. Again, I'm Moray Ishia, sitting in for Moray Ishia here on Nothing But the Truth. And we'd like to praise the mighty Yah and welcome everybody to listening to Nothing But the Truth. Everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody listening on YouTube and watching, and listening and watching on Facebook. We know that the only reason that you have sacrificed your time is because of your love and fear towards the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to discuss a very provocative subject, something that is very controversial and very mind-stimulating, something that is always talked about within the communities, something that is vital to our salvation. And what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about Yahweh's oneness, specifically dealing with the oneness of the Almighty in His Word and His holy people, Israel. Now, you might say people are always discussing the oneness of Yah, and that might be true, but that doesn't mean everyone is always discussing the truth about Yah's oneness, which is something we need to know right now. As I said, it's very vital to our salvation, Yah's oneness. And let me show you something about Yah's oneness right now. It's in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and it's in the first verse. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it reads, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim called the light, and Elohim saw that the light was good, and Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, Yom Echad, day one," or the first day, as it might read in your King James or English versions. But Yah said it was day one, in Hebrew, Yom Echad. And what does one mean in Yah's language, which he spoke these words in? It means to be united, in harmony, unity, oneness, just one, specifically united or harmony, because you have to be in harmony to be one. You have to be united to be one. And by Yah saying that this is what he did on day one, he made the light and he made the night. He created the light and he called it day, and he created darkness, and that was called night. Yahweh did all these things. And don't you know what the light represents, what Yah's light is? You might not know what Yah's light represents. You might not know what Yah's light is. Because I can assure you, if you really knew and understood what light, the light of Yah is, then you would understand why he called it day one. Here in the book of Proverbs, I'm going to show you an insight onto what the word of Yah is. In Proverbs, the sixth chapter, it states in verse 23, it says here, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." You see, Yah's law is light. That's exactly what it is. And Yah's law is his word. Therefore, his word is light. Would you like to see some more evidence to the fact that Yah's word is light? Well, I'll show you. It's in Psalms 97. In Psalms 97, it says, we start reading at verse 9. For thou, Yah, art high above the earth. Thou art exalted above, far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yah hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and the gladness for the upright in heart. Yahweh didn't make the world for the wicked. He made it for the righteous, spoke it for the righteous. He spoke and he sowed light. Again, some more evidence to the fact that the word Yah is light, that light is the word of Yah. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And again, what are we speaking about? Here on Nothing But the Truth, I am showing you about the oneness of Yah, something that's very vital to our salvation. And Yah's oneness began when he began creating. It began before that, but he began to manifest it to existence that we can see on day one. He began to show us what his oneness is about. And in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, start reading. Where do we want to start reading so we can get the full perspective of what Yah is saying? Let's start reading around the 6th verse. It says in Isaiah 8, verse 6 or 5, Yahweh spake also unto me again, saying, for as much as this people refuse the waters of Shiloh, that go softly and rejoice in Rizin, and Ramiah's son. Now therefore, behold, Yah bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria in all his glory. And he shall come up over the channels and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Yehuda. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck of and stretching out of his wings. He shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Associate yourselves, ye people, meaning gather yourselves, people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together. You can try to do things in unison, but you're going to be broken in pieces, enemies of the Most High. Take counsel together, and it shall come to nothing. Speak a word, and it shall not stand, for Elohim is with us. For Yah spake thus with me, with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. Say ye not a confederacy to all to whom this people shall say confederacy, neither fear ye their fear. That means don't try to be one with everybody the world says we should confederate with. We don't need to confederate with the United Nations. We don't need to confederate with the United States. We don't need to confederate with the United Arab Emirates. We don't need to confederate with the United States of Africa. We don't need to confederate with the African Union, and so on and so forth. Because Yahweh said, say not a confederacy with those who the people say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. For these people are afraid of the shaken leaf. They're afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid of George Bush. They're afraid of all the warmongers and the war rumors and all the people that they're afraid of. He said, neither fear ye their fear, but sanctify Yah of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Only fear Yah, the only one, the only power, the only Elohim, only Yah. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, and for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and taken. Yah said, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon Yah that hideth his face from the house of Yaakov, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yah has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from Yah of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep in that mutter, should not a people seek unto their Elohim? For the living to the dead, to the law, and to the testimony, not according to this word, is because there is no light in them, because Yah's word is light. Yah said that he made the light and called it day, and the darkness and called it night, and he separated them. And he said this was the first day. Now, Yah's law, if Yah's word is light, then you know anything that's not according to Yah's word is darkness. If it's not according to Yah's word, it's going to be according to darkness. And Yah's law is one. Let me show you that. It's in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. In Numbers, the 15th chapter, you're going to see that the word of Yah is one. That there is not two words of Yah or three. There's only one word of Yah, only one instruction of Yah, only one law of Yah. There might be many parts to it, but it's only one. It's united. It's in harmony. It's together. It's not scattered all over the place and has no fitting pieces. It is one. Look what it says in Numbers, the 15th chapter. In verse 14, it states, and if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor unto Yah, as you do, so he shall do. One Echad ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth among you, or an ordinance forever in your generations, as ye are so shall the stranger be before Yah. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. Yah's law is one. Yah's ordinances are one. We don't have different laws for the people. We all are to adhere to the one law of Yah. So that means a stranger couldn't come into our land and he could eat pork. He can now eat swine, and he can now eat shrimp, lobsters, and crabs because he's a stranger. That's not the law. The law doesn't say the stranger can eat unclean because since he's not an Israelite. Yah's law is one. Yah's law is united. Yah's law is light. And Yah's law is the truth. Therefore, if it's not the word of Yah, if it's not the truth of Yah, if it's not the law of Yah, it is the ordinances of darkness. There's no other or more simple way I can explain that. If you're not speaking according to the law and the testimony of the mighty Yah, then you're speaking according to darkness. And Yah said, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was no light. As it just stated in Isaiah, if they don't speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. And if you're not speaking about being one with Yah, and one with Yah wants to be one with, you're speaking about darkness. You're speaking about something that is void. Again, I want to prove to you and explain to you Yah's word is one, his law is one, and not only that, it is light. Once we understand that this is the light of Yah, the oneness of Yah is light, the truth of Yah is light, now we can easily discern what is darkness. Even in the nighttime, he's given us light. Because Yahweh wants you to be able to know what you're dealing with. Look in Genesis 1, verse 14. In Genesis 1, verse 14, it states, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night and to let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So you're not confused about what time it is. Yahweh lets you know the great light rules over what he already called the day, because the day is the time or the season of light. That's what happens during the day, light. And therefore, he added the great light to the day on earth, so we know this is daytime, unmistakably daytime. What does it say in Psalms, I believe, 19? So you can see what I'm saying. In Psalms 19, verse 1, it states here, the heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone forth in the earth, through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle from the sun, for the sun. He's letting you know that the light that he put in for the day and for the night, that nobody's going to miss that. It's going to be seen, so you know what time it is. You know what you're dealing with. You now have knowledge. You now can see what's going on. And he said in Genesis 1 and 14, he said that he gave the great light for the day. So you know the day is already light. Then he put a great light to rule over the day, to already let you know it's undoubtedly day. And then he said he gave the lesser light for the nighttime. So you know night is dealing with darkness. And if you've ever been out at night, you know it's dark. But you still see those lights in the firmament, which is the moon and the stars. And those lights give you vision, give you perspective. They give you knowledge so you know what you're dealing with. Because this is how Yahweh is relaying to you his messages, through light. He doesn't give you messages through darkness. He will always give you some light, even in the wilderness when it was dark and void and empty and desolate. He was a light for us. He was the cloud that went before us, and it was shined as a light in the day, and it shined as the appearance of fire at night. If you don't believe me, all you have to do is look in Exodus, the 13th chapter. And in Exodus, the 13th chapter, you're going to see what Yahweh did. In Exodus chapter 13, start reading at verse 18. Elohim led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. And he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etam, in the edge of the wilderness. And Yah went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before his people. So you can know that Yah leads and Yah moves and Yah shows you light even in darkness. So you know what's happening. So Yah made this light. And when you see Yah's light, you're dealing with Yah's oneness. Because there's only one Yah, and there's only one true light. And that's Yah's light, and that light is his word. So to show some more scriptures to let you understand that Yah's word is light, that Yah's word is true, that Yah's word is united and harmonious and in harmony, consistent with everything, Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter. In Jeremiah 32, we'll start reading at verse, I want to get right to it. start reading at verse 36. And in Jeremiah, verse 32, verse 36, it states, "And now, therefore, thus saith Yah Elohim of Israel, concerning this city, whereof ye say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather you, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in mine anger." Talking about Israel. He's going to gather us out of all the countries where he's driven us. "And in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again to this place that you say is given up." Yah said he's going to bring them to this place. "And I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be the Elohim, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them." One heart, one way. That means we're not going to have a duplicitous heart. We're not going to smile in each other's face and stab each other in the back. We're going to have one heart in one way. Yah is not going to give us all kind of different scatterbrain things. One heart, one way. Because Yah said he's going to do this, so you know he's going to use light. It's going to consist of light. It's going to consist of his word. That's how he's going to give it to you. Because Yah is one. Also, look in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter. No, I don't want to go there yet. I want to go to Genesis, the 2nd chapter. In Genesis, the 2nd chapter. It reads in Genesis chapter 2, start reading at verse 18, and it says here, "And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, Yah Elohim formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And Yah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yah Elohim had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." You see what Yah did? Yah showed you in the beginning the most important relationship two human beings can have is marriage. A man and a woman becoming one. And that's gonna, that woman is his helpmeet, because just by himself is no good. What's he gonna do? He gonna start looking at the animals and think they cute, or the trees and think he can do something with that. He's gonna be left to his own, and he's gonna just go crazy. But he gave him a helpmate, somebody to protect him, somebody to help him, somebody to unite with him to walk this earth together so they don't have to do it by themselves. But while they doing it together, they doing it united in a cause, harmonious, one, not apart, but one. And if you are married or not married, and you think that you should be doing your own thing, just do me and I'm going to do you, that's not what y'all saw marriage as. Marriage, a husband and a wife, should do them. They should do it together. Whatever they doing, do it together. Because they should be one. Which brings me to the next point about Yah's word, Yah's oneness. And let me say this also. Since Yahweh made marriage a statute in the earth on how a man and a woman should be together, anything outside of that is darkness. It's just plain darkness. So a man and a man together, that's darkness. A woman and a woman together is darkness. A man not having a wife, but he want to sleep around with a bunch of women is darkness. A woman not having a husband but want to sleep around with a bunch of men is darkness. That's just darkness. Therefore, it has no light. And if it has no light, it's not dealing with Yah's word. If it has no light, it's not dealing with the oneness of the Almighty. And again, look here in the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter. Psalms verse chapter 50. And we want to go to the fifth verse where it states, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This is what Yahweh has said. Qualify that this is Yah speaking. In verse 1 of Psalms 50, it states, the mighty Elohim, even Yah, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, which lets you know Yah didn't do it in darkness. He did it in light. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, Elohim shined. It doesn't say Elohim made it shadowy. He shined with light. That's how you shine. For Elohim shall come and shall keep and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heaven from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And Yah, when he's talking about gathering together, he's not talking about being scattered. That's why he always lets you know that he will gather you from the places where you have been scattered. Obviously, scattered is the opposite of gathered. Therefore, scattered is being broken in pieces, while gathered is being one. Therefore, when Yah called his saints to be gathered together, they had to be united. The Hebrew word for together, its root word is akad. So it means to be together, to be united. Again, to prove to you that being gathered together means to be one, means to be united, look in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. And we'll see what the truth is. In Nehemiah chapter 8, in the first verse, it reads in this manner. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moshe, which Yah had commanded to Israel. One, they gathered together as one man, meaning they was all together. They was united together. You cannot gather in separate places. That is an oxymoron. If you say to someone, let's gather in separate places, that's like saying, let's make it hot on the cold surface. It's just not gonna, you can't do that. If it's cold, then the heat can't exist. If it's hot, then the cold can't exist. If you gather, scattered can't exist. But if you scattered, gathered can't exist. This is simple mathematics. And this showing you that Yahweh wants you to be together, wants you to be one. Look what it says in the book of Zephaniah, the 2nd chapter. He said, gather my saints, covenant with me by sacrifice. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, it says, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together. You know what he's saying here, right? He's saying, come together, become united, get together. O nation not desired, before the decree go forth, before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah anger come upon you. Seek Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought to his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So if Yahweh wants you to gather together and be as one, then that means that will bring about what? Light. It will bring about the magnification of his word. It will bring about his glory. His light will shine because you're doing what he said. And when you're one, glory will go forth. Now, don't get it mistaken. Once you try and attempt and gather yourselves together, there will be somebody with you that you don't even see, because he or she looks like you. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Go to the book of Job. In the book of Job, chapter 1, that's where I want to go. Job, first chapter. It states, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared Elohim and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses, a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. His sons, and let me just expedite, so I want to just get right to it. Verse 6, it says, now there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yah, and Satan came also among them. Why is that? Because he came looking just like, walking just like, talking just like one of the sons of Elohim. But don't get it mistaken. Satan was right there. And Yahweh sees everything. So Yahweh saw Satan and said, whence cometh thou? And Satan spoke and answered Yah and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Satan goes up and down to and fro the earth. He's just looking for somebody to get with so he could do his job. And he thinks, and you can't see Satan. You can't see him because you might be blinded, because you might not be using that light that Yah gave you. But if you walk in Yah's light, Satan will be clear as day. Now, you might not see him, but that's why Yah gave us this wisdom, so we can know that Satan will be amongst us. Yah uses Satan to test you. His name means adversary. So, and what does it say? Brothers are built for adversity. He's going to be right there. He's going to be there. So you can, and we should, and we need to gather ourselves together. But just know, Satan's going to come, and he's going to test. Satan's going to be right there testing you to see if you really want to go into the light or if you want to really remain in darkness. That's why Yah gave us wisdom in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. To let you know this. And this is not to tell anybody it's impossible to gather. This is to give you the understanding that you're not going to just gather without any adversity. In Jeremiah 9 verse 1 it says, oh, that my head were waters and my eyes fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go forth from them, for they be all adulterers in an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith Yah. Take ye heed, everyone, of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Know this, that there's always somebody that's not trying to do what they say they're trying to do, that's not trying to be who they say they are, because Satan done got them. And this is how Satan done got them. It's in Genesis, the 4th chapter. To show you how Satan gets you. Because we got to stay with the word of Yah. That's why I say, blessed is the man who meditates in Yah's law day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall not even be affected when the evil comes. But when you don't follow and you don't meditate in Yah's word day and night, then you're not even going to see when evil is amongst you, because you're not using Yah's word, which means you have no flashlight. You have no light. You have no guidance. All you have is your own imagination. And Yah said you better not deal with that, because that's going to put you in darkness. And in Genesis, the fourth chapter, Yah shows us how Satan gets you. In Genesis 4, it says in the first verse, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from Yah. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering of Yah. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Yah had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." Now here's where Satan comes in. Now you see, Cain did what he did, and Abel did what he did. But Yahweh said he respected Abel's offering, but he didn't respect Cain's offering. He saw what nobody else would have saw, that Cain wasn't genuine, that Cain wasn't wholehearted, that Cain didn't have it all there, that Cain had something evil beneath the exterior. And nobody else seen that. Their father didn't see it. Their mother didn't see it. Abel didn't see it. And you and I still debate, why did God accept Cain's offering? He brought the first fruits. And we don't know. But it's because Yah saw what you don't see, because Yahweh deals in light. And there's no place where Yah's eyes don't see. Saw that Cain had something bad in him. And when Cain seen he didn't get respect for his offering, he became angry. And as it says in Ecclesiastes, anger rests in the bosom of fools. And a fool ain't going to keep the law of Yah. So when he became angry, Satan took opportunity. And this is the opportunity he took. In verse 6 it says, "And Yah said unto Cain, why are you wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen?" So Yah is trying to help Cain. He's trying to see how Cain can get out of this state. And he says to Cain, why are you mad, son? Why are you upset? Why are you looking sad? He said, if you do well, you'll be accepted. And he's not saying just if you bring a bunch of gold to me. He said, but if you come with rejoicing and happiness and gladness of heart, if you do this with your whole heart, if you do good, if you show forth your genuine, your truth and how genuine you are, that's doing well. If you do well, you will be accepted. But if you do not well, sin will lie at your door just waiting to come in. And you and unto you shall be his desire. That means sin will do whatever you desire to do, and thou shalt rule over him. That means you will take sin in your hand and wield it like a paintbrush. And if you decide and you think, how can I build a bomb that can just eradicate thousands of people by just dropping one bomb? How can I have that happen? How can I put a drop of liquid in the water supply of one city and get them all sick to till they die. And this is what the wicked do, because sin has now became their servant. Why? Because they don't do well. Because they're using darkness like it was some kind of paintbrush. And Yah said the wicked are wise to do evil. And where you think evil rests at? In darkness. And where you think Satan loves to pounce? When you're in darkness. When you're not meditating on the law of Yah. And you don't see your own brother have to kill you. Because, why? Because you got props and he didn't. You got the gift and he didn't. You got the girl and he didn't. You got the word and he didn't. Now he's about to plot on you. And look what it says in verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And Yah said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? You see now, Cain's in darkness. Because now he's saying, am I my brother's keeper? Of course you're your brother's keeper. Of course. It's your brother. It's your flesh and blood. Of course you should know where your brother at. Of course you should have your brother's back. Of course you should help your brother. You should love your brother as yourself. You should not hate your brother in your heart. Of course you should be your brother's keeper. How would you even dare to form your mouth to speak to Yah that way? And you know the story. Yahweh found him out. Yahweh saw that Cain killed his brother. And over what? Because Yahweh respected Abel's offering and not Cain's. Because Satan seen that Cain didn't have the word of Yah as his guarding light. And he intervened. He intermingled with him and he got him going. So whenever you gather yourselves together, Satan's going to be there. And that's why we got to gather ourselves together to acknowledge the one and only truth. And this is the one and only truth. If you go to Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, in Isaiah 33, if we're not gathering ourselves together on our hearts, on our minds, and on our mouths, and in our spirits, then we're always going to be dealing with some Cain type of brothers, some satanic brothers and sisters will be amongst you anytime you gather yourselves together. And if you don't want the satanic mind state to come upon your group, your nation, then there's got to be a mind that everybody got to have. It's in Isaiah 33, verse 22. It says in verse 22. Get right to it. This is what we got to have on our mind. It says, for Yahweh is our judge. So that means when we gather ourselves together, we shouldn't gather ourselves together and have a sign-up sheet for who wants to be the judge. Don't step into the group. Don't step into the nation. Don't step into the sanctuary like you about to be the judge, like you about to be the man. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. That means you can't come up into the gathering like you about to make the laws. I know y'all been following the law this way, but I'm here now, and so now, hear the law of me. No, Yahweh is our lawgiver. If you want to keep Satan back, Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our king. That means ain't nobody walking up in here with the crown on their head. Nobody coming around with the diadem on their head and got the ring to seal the document. Yahweh is the king. Yahweh is the lawgiver. Yahweh is the judge. Therefore, we won't have the satanic spirit amongst us when we gather. Because if Yahweh is our judge, that means we're going to use Yahweh's judgments. And Yah's judgments is one. If Yahweh is our lawgiver, we're using Yah's law. And Yah's law is one. If Yahweh is our king, that means nobody else is, because Yah is the one king. And Yahweh will save us. So don't nobody come up in here talking about Yeshua is our savior, Muhammad is our savior, or I'm our savior. No. Yah is the only savior, the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king. And he's going to save us. Now, you want to keep back Satan, that's how we got to gather. We can't gather like we about to be the judge, the king, the lawgiver, and the savior. How we trying to gather today? That's why nobody's gathering together. That's why we scattered today. Because everybody want to be the lawgiver, everybody want to be the judge, everybody want to be the king, and everybody want to be the savior. And therefore, nobody's getting saved, nobody's using Yah's judgments, nobody know the law, and nobody know who the king is. And therefore, nobody's using light. And let me show you what will happen when we use light, when we deal with light, when we humble ourselves, as Yah said in this book. When you seek him, seek meekness. And when you seek the meekness, then you're going to humble yourself. And you'll be able to understand and proclaim that Yah is the judge, that Yah is the lawgiver, and he is the savior. So let me show you what's going to happen when we do this. And if you go to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And it's in the first verse, Isaiah 60, verse 1. In Isaiah 60, verse 1, it states, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee." You see, what are the words he's using right here? Rise up and shine, for thy glory is, for thy light is come. That means Yah's word is here. Yah's oneness is here. Yah's law is here. Yah's truth is here. Yah's salvation is here. Yah's judgments are here. For thy light has come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. He's talking about this planet. All the people of the world, darkness is just covering, because nobody is following Yah. So darkness has covered the earth, but gross, the kind of darkness you could reach out and touch, gross darkness is upon the people, you and I, Israel. Because we have turned from Yah. We turned from light. But he said, "But Yah shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." What does that mean? He's going to shine his light on you. And how's he going to do that? He's going to shine his light on you with his word. That's how he's going to do it. And who's going to bring his word? Of course, his servant. So if you don't adhere to Yah's servant, then you just ignoring Yah's light. People want to think that they just got it. But no, you got to listen to Yah's servant, because Yah's servant is the one who's going to speak his word. And when this happens, the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And what does that mean? They're going to come to your word. Whose word? The word of Yah. They're going to come to your light. It's going to shine that great. The Gentiles are going to come to your light and kings, to the brightness of your rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all. They gather themselves together. They come unto thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. And when you see this, you're not only going to see this, you're going to see that your nation is gathered together, is united, is one, because Yah ain't going to do this for you and I or for our children if we are scattered and if we are not one. This is the aspect of Yah's oneness that Yah inspired me to bring to you this evening and this night. Because this is vital to our salvation, that we understand that any time you want to know about Yah's oneness, that you're going to be dealing with light. You're not going to deal with no kind of darkness. Yah is not going to come in darkness and tell you to be dark. He's going to show you how to shine. So therefore, when it comes to any statute, any judgment, or any commandment that Yah has for you and I, just know, once you start walking in those laws, you're going to start using some light. When somebody comes to you and says that the darkness is where we find out things, if they ain't using the light of Yah, they ain't finding out nothing in the darkness. Nothing at all. And that goes across the board. So if anybody has any questions, comments, or reactions to anything we have discussed this evening and night, all you have to do is call the radio program. Everybody that's listening, if you're listening and watching in the Facebook world, you can call also. The number is 347-838-8963. If you're watching on YouTube, the number is 347-838-8963. And those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio by way of the phone, you just need to press the number 1. And you will be heard. And we have a caller, and we're going to our caller. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Isha.
Shalom, Elder Eliah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Much accolations to him.
Hallelujah.
Much high praise and honor. For me, was a special evening. I don't have enough superlative to give Yah for how he had you carry on as one of his servants. Your point was so on point that I wish it could be radio all the time, much like I told Moriah Shire, you know, your teacher, your elder among teachers. And anytime I start smiling, according to how Yah made me know it as a young boy, I know that it's happening, you know. It was the truth and nothing but the truth. We just got back from Atlanta, Georgia, filming the play by our beloved sister, Sharon Matthews, Deuteronomy 28, The God We Forgot. And the point of that play was to culminate in what you said this evening, my brother, my young brother, my young blessed brother. I've seen you grow, and I heard your word tonight, and you blossomed. You know, you carry on like our teacher, Moray Alicia, you know, because he taught us to be close to Thus Saith Yah. And you fulfilled what he would have liked to see in a student teacher or a young master teacher by executing the word with the light. The light being you knowing that his word is the light and the law and the commandments, and that the darkness otherwise is you not having no light, not even a flashlight. So I want to spend a couple of quality moments in praising Yah for what was delivered, and then for any of the family and strangers, because there's only one law for us and the strangers, that you also delighted and you were fed. For after all, Yah did say, man don't live by bread alone. And that agrees with what you were saying. Light. If you're not eating light, even before you think of food, you're not living your best and your healthiest and your holiest. And you're being alert and aware and knowing the difference. So Yah is one. And in that oneness is harmony. That harmony is exemplified in his measure and in his weight through his 7 days, which still means unity and harmony. And brother, you know, congratulations again and again and again, because, you know, Yah did it through you, and that's honorable. I'll let somebody else get on if they want to. I really don't want to go. I really want to think of all the superlatives that I could give you for doing Yah's work brilliantly this evening, but I'll be humble and meek, and I'll resign. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my elder, and praise the mighty Yah, and for your comments, and I appreciate the compliments, but all the glory, all the honor, and all the magnification goes to the mighty Yah. And as you mentioned, my elder teacher, Moray Ishaya, and our elder, late great Moray Alicia, yeah, they taught me these scriptures. So I give the honor and thanks to the Almighty and the respect unto my elders for what you said about me. But all the glory and honor go to the Most High for everything that he has done. And I'm glad that you were able to see the point that was being made about Yah's light. Hallelujah. Do we have any other callers at this time? All right. Well, since we don't have any other callers right now, but the line is still open, and the number is 347-838-8963, you can call, and you will be live on the air listening and speaking to us right here on the show, Nothing But the Truth. Again, we were speaking about Yah's oneness, and I correlated Yah's oneness with what Yahweh correlated it with, the light. Not just the sunlight or the moonlight, light, period. Yahweh deals with light. And you want to know if you're dealing with Yah's oneness to see if there's any light in it. And if you want to make a comment or if you have a question about anything dealing with the light that I spoke about, you can call us at 347-838-8963. If you want to call me, talk to me. Can be reached at 513-237-5911 at any time. And let me show you all, again, some more things about Yah's great word. Now, I will also say to everyone that this is our second week broadcasting nothing but the truth on live on Facebook and on YouTube. So those of you that listen on Blog Talk, if you want to watch and listen, you know, just because you listen don't mean you got to get off the phone, because if you want to speak or if you think you get better, more consistent sound quality through phone, I suggest you just listen and watch. You want to watch and make comments or whatever you would like. We're at facebook.com/ HOY Cincy. I think that's, yeah, HOY Cincinnati. Facebook.com, HOY Cincinnati. That's Facebook.com, HOY Cincinnati. We're also at YouTube.com/, same thing, isn't it? HOY Cincinnati. And you can watch us live on the 6th night at 8 p.m., Nothing But the Truth. And listen to us, those of you that listening, watching us on Facebook and YouTube, you can listen to us if you're ever in your car driving and you're like, man, I can't watch the program. I don't suggest you watch a video while driving, but you can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio by calling the hotline 347-838-8963. So we're trying to make it readily available to you to hear the word of Yah throughout all avenues that we can. And still no callers, so I can go on to the scripture. Let me go to Psalms 119. Show you some more. And those of you that came in later, again, Morris Shia was not able to do the program this evening, so he asked me to sit in, and I have sat in to bring you the word of Yah. In Psalms 119, verse 130, and this started verse 129, and I love how this reads. In Psalms 119, verse 129, it states, "Thy testimonies are wonderful." Now, you know how people talk about things. Man, that's wonderful. I hardly ever hear anybody talk about the word of Yah like this. I hear people saying, Beyonce's new album is wonderful. They say how the new McRib sandwich at McDonald's is wonderful, and it's really not. They say how all kind of things that are not wonderful is wonderful with such feeling and emotion. But our ancestors wrote and said, "Thy," talking about Yah, "testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple." You see, Yah's words give light. And that's how wonderful they are. That's how wonderful they are. As a matter of fact, look what happens when you use wisdom. It's in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter. In Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, it says in verse 1, Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. How is a man's wisdom going to make his face shine? Just by the way he uses wisdom, and wisdom is the fear of Yah. And the fear of Yah is his word, is the keeping of his word. Therefore, if you got wisdom, you can actually shine. But everybody walking around, like Yah said, in gross darkness. Why? Because nobody's using wisdom. And then, look at Psalms 112. Psalms 112. It reads in Psalms 112, verse 4. It states here, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Hallelujah. He lets you know, when you upright, even in darkness, you're going to have some light. Why? Because Yah is with you. And the last scripture I'm going to show you, it's in the book of Job, chapter 17. We'll start reading at verse 8. And in Job chapter 17, verse 8, it reads here, upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. You're going to be astonished if you're upright. The thing that Job is about to tell you, you're going to be astonished at it. If you are innocent, you're going to be stirred up at these hypocrites. And you're going to see what Job is talking about. It says, the righteous also shall hold on his way. When you see this, the righteous are going to hold on to his way, which has been righteous. The innocent going to be stirred up against the hypocrite, and the upright are going to be astonished. It says, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger when they see this. But as for you, do you return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. And this is what he's talking about. They change nights into day. The light is short because of darkness. This is why the upright have become astonished. This is why the innocent was stirred up at the hypocrite. This is why the righteous knew to hold fast to his way. And this is why the one who has clean hands gets stronger and stronger. Because they know that even though the wicked are changing the dark, the day into night and shortening light because of their darkness, the righteous know that it won't last, that it won't stay, and that it won't work, and that anyone that is putting light for darkness and darkness for light, night for day and day for night, good for evil and evil for good, the righteous know anyone doing that will die, will perish, will be destroyed, will not make it, will not see the truth, will not see Yah's glory, will not become one of the ones that see Yah's holy land. You won't be in the place of prosperity when you do this. You'll be where Yahweh said those that walk out of his way of understanding. And where's that scripture at? Where he said, those that goeth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. It's in Proverbs. Let me look it up real quick here, as we only have a couple of minutes left. And in the book of Proverbs, verse chapter 21, in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. It states here, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. And there's no light in death, because death is nothing. You're dead. It's dark. So all we have to do to obtain and to know and to walk in Yah's oneness is what Yahweh said. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh is one. He's the only one. And he's the one we need to listen to. He's the one we must fear. Hallelujah. And I thank you, everybody, for listening to our program, for watching us. The program, Nothing But the Truth. We will be live tomorrow on the Shabbat day at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time at all the sites that we mentioned earlier that you can find us at for the Sabbath services. And again, we'll return to you next week on our six-day program, Nothing But the Truth. Until then, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Yisrael. Hallelujah. Shalom.